Okay, so we're starting now on Dalai Lama Vez in Beitza about Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so start Itmar, the bottom. Got it? Okay, so with regard to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rav and Shmuel both say Nolda Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. Right, as opposed to Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios. Right, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios. That was Machlokas. Right, that the Rav said Nolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh, and Ravasi said Nolda Bezeh is Asur Bezeh. Right, and the Gemara said the Machlokas was that Rav held that it's Rav held it's there's shtei kedushos, meaning each day is midin safek. There's one kedushos. There's only one day of kedushos yom, but two possible yomim. So there's no continuous entity of kedusha. So the beitza will be muteris b'manoshach. And Ravasi. And Ravasi was mesupak if in Golos it was instituted lechatchila as a takana of shnei yamim, or if they also were just if they were just responding to the suffix. According to Rav, they just were responding to the reality of the suffix, and they had to be noheg midin suffix to yamim. But according to Ravasi, he was mesupak if it was more than that. Maybe it was more than that. Maybe they actually instituted two yamim. Okay? L'chatchila, that was the takana, to do two yamim because of the problem of the suffix. But it was mesukan as two vada yamim. So then the beitz would be asura. Okay, then the beitz would be asura. But we know that Ravasi didn't hold that for sure because he made Havdalah. Right, so he did both. He treated it the chumrah on both sides. We don't make Havdalah, even though we hold it's Sveik Adiyoma, because that's separate. That's another question. Ravasi was not choshish for Zilzal V'Yom Tov. But anyway, that's only a question by Yom Tovim. That's only a question by Yom Tovim. Yeah. But by Rosh Hashanah, they both agree, Nolda Bezeh is Asur Bezeh. Why? Go ahead. Okay, so it's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah explains that originally, Barishonah was what? In the Beis HaMikdash, in the original way they would do it in the Beis HaMikdash, is that we skip one Rashi. Asura Bezeh, right? Shemitzchila, right. I'm sorry, you're right. Shemitzchila. Yes, that's the key question. Now, the key question is, was there ever a practice l'chatchila? Was there ever a practice of two yamim, not midin safik? Okay, was there ever a practice of two yamim, not midin safik? Then it would have actually a takana. Then it would have the character of a takana of shnei yamim. If it's only midin safik, then it doesn't have any quality of two yamim. You just knowing the same yom twice out of doubt. But Rav and Shmuel held that Rosh Hashanah is different. Even mitchila, even from the beginning, they were noeg two yamim, not midin safek. How is that possible? How is it possible in Yerushalayim, in time of Beis HaMikdash, they were noeg 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, not midin safek? Doesn't make any sense. So how is that possible? Go ahead. So originally, they used to be makabel edus hachodesh kol hayom. Rashi.
Rashi kol hayom, yom shloshim shloshim.
Right. So they would keep, in other words, the Chodesh is either going to start on the 30th of Elul or the 31st, right? In other words, the Rashi always uses the count from the last day of the month, because it doesn't help to say the first day of Tam. You don't know when the first day is of Tishrei. So that's why, in other words, when the 30th of Elul comes, so they would have to treat the whole 30th day as Kodesh. And from the beginning of the day, it would be Asur B'Malacha, because maybe the Edom will come tomorrow and be Mekayesh the Chodesh. I mean, Rosh Hashanah is a very strange predicament. It is a very strange predicament. Right? Because you have no forewarning, there's no way to establish beforehand when the Yom actually is. Right? Because you need the Edom to come and be made about the Chodesh. But that's not going to happen until the next day. So then, you have to start the day assuming the Edom are going to come tomorrow. It's a very strange problem. But that's what they would have to do. They would have to start the day with Isser Malacha, right? And they would make Kiddush, apparently, right? So it turned out that night is Yom Tov. Okay? Why shekein kol yom etzapen le'edus roei alavana ula yavo? So they keep waiting all day for the Edom to come. Go ahead. Okay, so that's what they would do. They would wait all day for the Edom to come, and if the Edom would come, then that day would be Rosh Hashanah, right? So that's what would happen most of the time. Right, they'd start out on the 30th of Elul making Kiddush, and by the next morning the Edom would come and say, we saw the Levana, and Basin would convene, accept the Edus, and pronounce that day to be the first day of Tishrei. And then what would they do tomorrow? Nothing. Right? So they would have one day of Rosh Hashanah. That would be that's what would happen most of the time. One day of Rosh Hashanah, because they have to start it at the night of the 30th, and wait all day for the Edom to come. Once the Edom come, they will pronounce that day to be Rosh Hashanah. What's the matter, Mike? Right. In other words, Beis Din has to convene, accept the Edom, and pronounce the day Rosh Chodesh. So the problem over here is, normally, in Yom Tov Sheni, Shogolios, so that happened already. But it takes time for everybody to find out when it happened. Over here, they're waiting for it to happen. Right? They're waiting for it to happen. Okay? So that's the way it used to be. That was Barishona. Barishona. There are a couple of stages here. So this is the original way. Original way was, the Beis HaMikdash was operating, and Beis Din was there, waiting for the Edom, but you can't wait for the Edom to come to start Rosh Hashanah, because once they come, it turns out that whole day was Kodesh. The Kedushas Yom doesn't start from the moment the Edom come, it's the whole day. So, in that sense, so that's what they had to do. They would start Rosh Hashanah, and they would wait for the Edom to come. Go ahead. But then they would accept Edom all day long. Okay? Kol Hayom. They would wait for the Edom all day long. Pamachas. So one time it happened that the Edom did not come until... early. They came late. Okay, the Edom came late. And the Leviim messed up the shear. Okay, so what does it mean they messed up the shear? Go ahead. Okay. So the Edom didn't come. The Leviim were waiting, right? Because if it's Rosh Hashanah, they have to bring say a different shear on the Talmud. Okay? Everybody's thinking about a different problem, right? But if the Eidim don't come, so then the day is chol. So they're not sure what shiur they're supposed to say on that Talmud. Are they supposed to say the shiur for Rosh Hashanah, or are they supposed to say the shiur for chol? So they're waiting and waiting, and they assume that the Eidim are not coming. So they said the shiur for chol. Okay, ukishabo'u nimtu shu kodesh. But then the Eidim came after that, and they realized, it turned out, that today was kodesh. Ubishal sha. Okay. So that was the problem. They said the wrong shear. Go ahead. So what about the shear shall shachar? Rashi's wants to know. So he says that lichatchila the takana was that the shear shall for the tamid shall shachar. Is l'chatchila the takana was the shir shochol? They were masaking the shir shochol, because most of the time the Edom don't come that early. So even if the Edom would come really early, they still would. That is the shir for the morning of for the tamid of the morning. So there's no way to mess that up. The problem wasn't the tamid shol, wasn't the shir on the tamid shol shachar, because that was instituted with the shir shochol. Problem is, the shir shel bein arbayim has a separate shir. The tamid shel bein arbayim has a separate shir. And they said the wrong one. Now what about the musaf, everybody's wondering, right? Yeah. Where's he coming from? The shir is part of the avodah. So in terms of the musaf, Tosus goes through that problem. He holds that they still were able to bring the musaf. Even though it says the tamid shel bein arbayim is the end of the avoda, that the korban is supposed to be ended, the tamid shel bein arbayim is supposed to be the last korban. He holds that the Tosfos holds that says b'shas chayk, you can bring the musafim afterwards, either because it's a say dochalos asay, or just that it's just l'chatchila that way. Like for instance, on erev Pesach, you do it that way. The shachar, the tamid is brought earlier. That's why those korbanos, the Pesach is brought after the tamid, so it is possible to do it. That's not the l'chatchila way, but he holds over here that they were able to do the musafim, even though they messed up the shear, they're still able to do the musafim. Okay, so that's why that wasn't the kilkel. The kilkel was dafka in the shear. Okay, so apparently the kilkel in the shear is a big deal. That's what we see from this. Okay, anyway, so what did they do to solve this problem? What did they do? But your question, Yehuda, is also in the morning. I mean, why in the morning didn't they just do the Talmud Shil, do the Shir of the Rosh Hashanah on the bet that it's going to come out right? That's a good question. That's a good question. Apparently, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, where the events are occurring, then you don't rely on a rov. Where you're removed from the whole situation, you have no knowledge about what actually occurred, you can rely on rov. Okay, so what did they decide to do? So they made a takana. Go ahead, Johnny. Hiskinu. Okay, so they made a decision. They made a takana. They made a takana. That what? Not to only accept Edom up until the time of Mincha. Right? And what is Mincha, Rashi? Until the Zman that you bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Right? And the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is brought when? That's Mincha Ketana. That's what we call Mincha Ketana, right? Mincha Gedola comes from Erev Pesach. Because that's the earliest time the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is brought. On Erev Pesach, they bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim early. That's why you're allowed to daven mincha early, from 12:30 on. But I think the l'chatchila you're not supposed to, because that's only the Zman Mincha for one day of the year. But since it is one day of the year, it still is good. But I think that's why some say you. I think Ram mentions that it's l'chatchila you should do mincha ketan really. Okay, go ahead. So they would wait until the zman of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and if the Eidim don't come until then, then they would shut him out, right? So one second, let's just revisit the original way for a minute. So what would happen in the original way? So they would wait for the Edom to come until the very end of the day. So in the original way, would they ever know 2 days of Yom Tov? Possible, right? If the Edom don't come the first day, they would have a second day of Yom Tov, right? But that would always, then the Beitza would be Muteris. Why? Because they were only Noheg because they're waiting for the Edom to come. The whole Nihug is, maybe the Edom are coming now, and maybe in the next few minutes the Edom will come. Okay?
Now, explain that. I don't get the interplay between this Yom Tov discussion and the Beitza.
Okay, so the Beitza works out like this, that if each day is just a nihug of a suffix, if we know there's only one Kedushas Hayom, we're just not sure which day is the Kedushas Hayom, so then the Beitza that's born on the first day that we're nohig, it will be mutter on the second day. Because one of those days is definitely, truthfully, chol. And there'll be no issue of nolad. Because either yesterday was chol and the egg was born during the week and it's mutter, or today is chol and the egg was born on Yom Tov, but it's chol now. So as long as each day only has the character of observance al pi suffik about which one of the two is the real Kedushas Hayom, the Beitza will be Muteris. Okay? But Rav and Shmuel say that Rosh Hashanah, the Beitza, is Asura. And now they're going through how that came to be. Originally, even on Rosh Hashanah, the Beitza was Muteris. At least in the Beitza was Muteris. Why? Because although it was also possible to be Noheg 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, the whole Niyag was Al Pi Safik. Right? What's different, what's unusual with Rosh Hashanah is that Rosh Hashanah is the one case where even in Yerushalayim you could have 2 days. Right? The other Yom Tovim in Yerushalayim you never have 2 days. But over here, even in Yerushalayim it could be 2 days. But the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah originally were just Safik. So it would be Beitza Nolda B'zeh Muteris B'zeh. But once they started shutting out the Edom from Mincha and on, then an unusual thing occurred. Then what happened? So now, let's say the Edom don't come until after Mincha. Go ahead. Of Allah Mikan. Right. But the next, but after, if they come after that, I'm sorry, but if they come after that, right.
So if they come after Mincha.
Let's say they come after Mincha. So now what do we know? So now what happens? If they come after Mincha, so what do we know now? We won't accept them. We won't accept them until tomorrow. So what do we know right now?
Nothing.
No, we know everything right now. We know tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's 4:30 in the afternoon. Sunset is at 6 o'clock. And we know it is definitely not Rosh Hashanah today. 100% sure it is not Rosh Hashanah today. And what do we do?
Keep
Rosh Hashanah. We continue keeping the rest of the day as a Kedushas Hayom. So is that a Kedushas Hayom of Safek? No. That was it. Once they started with that, then it comes out that in Yerushalayim, whenever there's a 2-day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, there wasn't always a 2-day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. The Edom could come before Mincha, everything would be fine. But if the Edom didn't come until Mincha, then the 2 days in Yerushalayim was a Yom Arichta of 2 Kedushas Hayom. Not 1 day of Kedushas Hayom and 2 days of Niyug. 2 days of Kedushas Hayom. Then the Beitza Hanolda B'zeh is going to be Asura B'zeh because they are not just keeping Kedushas Hayom because they don't know which, they know which day, they know it's tomorrow and they're still keeping today Kodesh. So you can't call that Sveikah D'Yom anymore. Now it is considered a 2-day run of Kedusha Sayyum. Let's finish up the Rashi, right? Right, so just so even though once Mincha Ketana rolls around, we now know for sure tomorrow is going to be Echad B'Tishrei. Right? Today is Shloshim of Elul, tomorrow is Echad B'Tishrei. We know that for sure. But yet we continue to keep the Isser Malacha that we kept up until now for the rest of the day. Right? We don't want to be Mezalzlin Ba. Fine. Right? So then, Alma.
Alma, Tchilas Asiyah Shnei Yonim in the Rosh Hashanah, too, but these two have a low misafik.
That's right. So you see now that the Tchilas Asiyah Shnei Yonim in the Rosh Hashanah, filu with Beis Din have a low misafik. So even in Beis Din, the, I don't know what you mean by Tchilas. Tchilas Asiyah Shnei Yonim in the Rosh Hashanah, even in Beis Din was not a suffix. Sherei vaday she yom tov lemachar. V'yafal pikein tiknu lasoso. Shema mina chok chachamim u'mitzvoson haya la'asoson la'asoson. Bibo'u edem achar mincha. So whenever the situation arose that the edem didn't come until after mincha could be tomorrow too. Right, once Mincha comes, they know the Edom not. They know they're not going to accept Edom anymore. Right, that doesn't have to be the Edom are banging on the door. Let us in. Right, once Mincha rolls around, they're not going to. Once Mincha rolls around, they know tomorrow is definitely going to be Rosh Hashanah. So you see from here that you have to say it was a chok. It was a takanas chachamim that in this situation to have 2 days. Of Kedusha. It wasn't just a niyug dictated by Suffolk. If the whole niyug was dictated by Suffolk, they would close up, they would finish the day in Chol. Right? That's all the Gemara has to find. One case where they kept 2 days not midin Suffolk, then you must say they kept 2 days midin takanas chachamim. Now it's like Rav Asi's idea of Yom Tov Shein Shel Golius. Once you find the Takanas Chacham of 2 days, now you have to treat it all as one continuous Kedusha, and you can't say Nolda Bezez Mataris Bezez. Now what about, but this didn't happen every day in every Rosh Hashanah. It probably hardly ever happens in Yerushalayim, right? But the people outside of Yerushalayim, every year they had to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Just like they kept 2 days of Sukkot and Pesach, right? Right. Go ahead. That's right. So why do the people outside of Yerushalayim? Here, the Rechokim doesn't just mean B'nai Gullus. It means anyone too far from the Beis Din. Even in most parts of Eretz Yisrael are going to be like this. Because you have a very short time to get this message out from the time the Edom come until the rest of the day. So everybody outside of the called the Beis Avad basically is going to have to keep 2 days because they're not sure if the Edom came today and it's a 1-day Yom Tov or if the Edom are going to come after Mincha and it'll be a 2-day Yom Tov. So then they're noeg 2 days every year. But the niyug of 2 days is the niyug of the 2 days of Yerushalayim. Right? And those they are misupik now. Now as it comes out like this, in Yerushalayim there's two possibilities. It's either a 1-day Yom Tov or a 2-day Kedusha. And outside of Yerushalayim, they're not sure if it's the 1-day Yom Tov or the 2-day Kedusha Yom Tov. So they have to keep the 2 days always. But they're not keeping but the 2 days don't have the identity of Suffolk, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Right? The 2 days they're gonna keep are because they're not sure if in the Beis Din in Yerushalayim they actually made the 2-day Yom Tov or if it was only a 1-day Yom Tov. Right? So the people outside of Yerushalayim always have to keep the possibility, always have to work with the possibility that the Edom didn't come until after Mincha, and then it's a Kedusha Achas. So outside of Yerushalayim, so inside of Yerushalayim, if the Edom come that day, then that's great, that day is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol. But outside of that area, they had to keep every Rosh Hashanah for 2 days, and Beit Hashem Olda B'Zeh, because the 2 days is not a question of which day, it's because of the possibility of the 2 day Yantif itself. Right? Is that what Rashi explains? The Ein Kan Lomar Mimon of Shochad Minayu Chol. The Shema Ein Kan Chol. On Pesach and Sukkah and Shavuos and Sukkah, well, Shavuos different. Pesach and Sukkah, so you can say it maybe today is Yom Tov, maybe tomorrow is Yom Tov. It's a suffix. Right, but whichever one is Yom Tov, the other one is a Vaday Chol. But in Rosh Hashanah, you can't say that one of the days is a Vaday Chol, because maybe the Edom came later, and even in Yerushalayim, it was a 2 day Yom Tov. The Shema Ein Kan Chol, the Shneim Kodesh. That's a possibility now, and that's why we're keeping 2 days. So the whole Niyag of 2 days is because of 2 days of Kodesh, not 1 day of Kodesh hidden within 2 days. The Takana is only addressing the time from when we refuse to accept the Edom, right? Because that said, the fact that we refuse to accept Edom makes it a Vadai that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. And yet we still insist that you keep the rest of the day as Kodesh. Okay? So the Gemara says later, Shlo Yizal Zlubo. Rosh says for the next year. But it's not such a Davar Pashat over here, by the way, because there's a Mishnah in Erevin that quotes a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Rosh Hashanah really is a Beit Hashem Olda B'Zeh Muteres B'Zeh, and even though they said to keep the rest of the day, it wasn't really a Kedusha Zayom. It was just Stam Shlo Yizazlo. But we don't hold that way. We hold like Rabbi Yossi over here. So we hold that Shlo Yizazlo means that's why they were misaking the real Kedusha, the rest of the day is Kedusha. But once they have the Kedusha over there, once you have that possibility of the Kedusha Sayom at the end of the day, even though you know Mivada is going to be tomorrow, that's Yom Richter. Yeah. Right? In other words, you have to realize the reality is based upon when Basin accepts the Edom and pronounces the Yom. So that is the reality. We now know for sure Basin will make the proclamation tomorrow, and that will make the day Kodesh. Now keep in mind over here, so what would they do? They'd make Kiddush that night. Right? What would they do? What would they do the night of the first? They'd have to make Kiddush, because that'd be Midaraisa. Now they know it's going to be Midaraisa Yontif. So they would have to make Kiddush that night. Correct? Keep that in mind, because that gets to the question of what we do Bizman Hazeh with the Shechianu. We'll have to see. Okay? But that's what they would have to do. No doubt about it. Would they make a Shechianu? 100%. Yeah.
Why has it become necessary to say that once you're keeping these 2 days that it's Yom HaRifta and Kedusha Achas? Why can't it be just the Kedusha? Isn't that a separate machlokas? How come everyone's treating it just...
No. See, in terms of Yom HaRifta, that's the Gemara we... I don't know if any of you remembers this, but we did a little bit of that in Erevin this past year. With Achana the Rabbah. That can you set up an Erev? Can you change your Erev Tchumen, for instance? Let's say you have Shabbos, and then let's say you have Yom Tov and then Shabbos. You have a day of Yom Tov followed by a day of Shabbos. So can you take two Erevs, two loaves of bread or whatever it is, and you're going to say, before Yom Tov starts, let's say it's a very practical problem. Let's say I'm in the center, right, where I always am. I always find myself, I'm in the center. So now, I have two simchas I want to go to, right? This doesn't happen to him. I have two simchas I want to go to. not that I want to go to. So I have the one on Yom Tov is going to be 2,000, 1,000 is going to be 1,500 amas to the east, right? And on Shabbos I'm going to have a simcha 1,500 amas to the west. Okay, so there. No, that's not good. 2,500 amas to the east and 2,500 amas to the west. Okay, so each one is outside of my centered tchum. Right, where I am right now, I can't reach either one. Okay, so what do I do? So I go like this. I take an air of tchumin for the first day of for Yom Tov, and I go close. I go 2,000 amas over to the east, and I plant my air, and I say, for Yom Tov, where this loaf of bread is my shvisa. Okay, so now I'll be able to go there. Right, I'm going 1,500 amas away. So now my center will be overlapping my city and the event. 2,500 amas to the east. Right, you move the circle. Correct. The only problem is if that's my shvisa for Shabbos, I won't be able to go to the Shabbos event. Right, because that's more than 2,000 amas away from they're separated by a greater distance. Right, so on Erev Yom Tov, I do two things. I put one loaf of bread to the east, and I put one loaf of bread to the west. And I say the loaf of bread to the east will be my Erev for Yom Tov, and the loaf of bread to the west will be my Erev for Shabbos. Right, so that's the Mishnah says of the Machlokas over there. If you hold that the 2 days of Yom, if you hold Yom Tov and Shabbos are Kedusha Achas, then you can't do that trick. Because Kedusha Achas means that all of your hachanos with regard to Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same. Wherever I have my shvisa for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, that's going to be my shvisa for Shabbos. There's no differentiation between the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov in these regards. And there's nothing, I can't switch. If I hold the two Kedushos, so then I can say, for the Kedusha's Yom Tov, my Shvisa is here. And for Kedusha's Shabbos, my Shvisa is there. So that the Mishnah says is the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, if we hold that Shabbos to Yom Tov, or Yom Tov to Shabbos, is that one Kedusha or two Kedushas? Okay? That's right. So we hold the two Kedushas. That's what we hold. Right? We hold the Shtei Kedushas. But then there's a further that now this is a further question. Even the ones who hold over there that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two kedushos, right? But that's because they're intrinsically two separate days. There's kedusha Shabbos, there's kedusha Yom Tov. But over here they agree it's one kedusha. Why? Because they were masaking Rosh Hashanah over 2 days. You understand? They were masaking the same. They're masaking the same kedusha over 2 days. It's not switching from a Shabbos to a Yom Tov. It doesn't have a separate character. It's really the same idea of it's the same Yom instituted over 2 days. So that's Vaday, everybody holds. Everybody holds that's Kedusha Achas. Right? And that's also like Rabbi Ravasi over here, who held that in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, they also instituted 2 days as one. The Kedusha spreads over 2 days. That's definitely Kedusha Achas. The only machlokas Kedusha Achas is either if you're switching the character of the Kedusha from Shabbos to Yom Tov, that's a machlokas. But everybody would agree on two things. Everybody agrees in two cases. Either where they were mesaking l'chatchila one Kedusha over 2 days, or where it's really only 1 day and we're only knowing for Suffolk. Everybody agrees the first case is Kedusha Achas, and everybody agrees the second case is not. Right? So we're now dealing with the case where they were masaking Rosh Hashanah, Kiddushas Rosh Hashanah over 2 days. So that's definitely your Shvisa for Rosh Hashanah is Kavua from before, and all the Hachanas for Rosh Hashanah are before, but Rosh Hashanah is a 2 day experience. You can't switch in between. There's no switching in between. Okay? Now, that is after the first Kilkel. Right? But then what happened? Then the Mishnah goes on. I don't know if you saw the Mishnah in Russia, but the Mishnah goes on and says that Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Zakkai after the Chorban, did what? He reinstituted accepting the Edom all day long. Why? That's right. The only thing we worry about is the Shear. After the Chorban, there was no worry about the Kilkel anymore. So now they might as well wait all day and accept the Edom. Okay? So that's what Rabba says. So Rabba says, from the time of Takanas Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai and onward, it reverted back to the way it used to be. And now the Beitza is Mutaris again. Right? Because now they don't have that phenomenon where they're going to refuse to accept the Edom. It's the refusal to accept the Edom that creates the Vadai, the Niyug, against the Vadai. Refusing to accept the Edom means I know tomorrow is Kodesh and today is not. And if I still am Noe Kedusha, even though I know it's not, that must be Takana, according to this Shita. Okay? So Rabba said very, very, very astutely that once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai reinstituted the Kabbalas Edom all day long, now the Beitza should revert back to being Mutaris on the 2-day Rosh Hashanah. Go ahead. Is there a Rashi on that?
Because...
Yeah.
Right.
So now it turns out Beis Din never makes 2 days. They might have to keep 2 days out of necessity because they're waiting all day for the Edom to come, but there's no institution of 2 days in Beis Din. Right? Now, the Rechokim are doing what? They're going to always keep 2 days. But that's just a suffix, because that's just like a regular suffix of Pesach and Sukkot. They just don't know which day the Beis Din was Mekadesh. Right? That's right. Back to the way it was. That's Rabba's argument. Okay, go ahead. Right. So the only problem that Abaye was Rabba's Talmud. So Abaye says, that's very nice logic, but we have a small problem. Rav and Shmuel knew about that Mishnah. They're after the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they still said the Beitza is Asura. But according to you, the Beitza should be Mutaris. How can Rav and Shmuel talking about their time? Right? They're saying, Bizman Azeh, basically our time, the Beitza is still Asura. Even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana was to accept Edom all day. So how could that be? According to you, the Beitza should be Mutaris. Right. So it's a good response. So Rabba says, you're asking me, I tell you Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you tell me Rabbi Shmuel. Right? It was, I've got a Mishnah. It's Rabbi Shmuel's got a problem. Not me. Yeah. So now Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel kashe masnisen. So what do they do about the Mishnah? This is a fantastic piece of Gemara. It's really an amazing piece of Gemara. So what's the Gemara's answer? Halon v'halu.
So for Rav Shmuel, then they're right.
It's a very interesting Gemara. So it says like this, that Rav and Shmuel were right for the Bnei Bavel. But Rabba is right for... Well, Rav and Shmuel is right for the Bnei Bavel. That their Beitza is Asura. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Beitza is Mutaris. Right? Why? Go ahead. This apparently is all part of Rabba's answer, no? I mean, this is according to Rabba, it would seem. Go ahead.
Halam Mahalu, the main Eretz Yisrael shows him Ephad Mutaris. Halal the Dabane Gola Asura. Shaharia Dain Ameosi Shneyamim, the Dinuk Vahila, the main also Tikhana Rishona.
Right, so it goes like this, that according for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, after the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so they're going to make 1 day of Yom Tov, right? They're going to make 1 day of Yom Tov. Yeah. So then it's Muteres. Then the Beitza is Muteres when? On the times they don't make a 1 day Yom Tov, obviously. Right? They're not always going to make a one-day Yom Tov. It could be that the Eidim won't come until tomorrow. It's possible they won't come until the nightfall, and they'll have to have a 2 days Yom Tov. But what? But there is a change in the Niyog. That's the main thing. From the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai onward, things changed. Right? There was a palpable change. There was a noticeable change. Last year it happened that after Mincha there was always definitely going to be 2 days Yom Tov, but now since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even after Mincha it's possible it's only going to be a 1 day Yom Tov. That's a chiddush. That's a newsworthy change, right? So for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, there was a noticeable distinction from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and onward. Okay, go ahead.
Why is there the Bnei Eretz Yisrael? It should be for the people that got the message.
That's what he means. You're right. It's only going to be for those people. You're right. But for the people in Galus, did anything change from Yochanan ben Zakkai and onward? No, nothing. They always kept 2 days, and they still keep 2 days. So therefore, it's still going to be usher. Why? Sherei adayin anu osin shnei yomim. We still do 2 days. Yeah, but we're not doing the 2 days for the same reason anymore, right? Ve'odenu kibatechila. It's just like it used to be. Mipnei oso takana rishona. Lo mipnei safek. We're still laboring under the scheme that was established from the Kilkel Hashir and onward. Right? Hilka ho avalo posku me'etzleinu me'she hischalnu. So since we never stopped our 2 day nihug from when it began, right? So now we can't say we're not doing it because of the original minhug. We can't say we stopped our original nihug, and now we're only knowing 2 days because of suffix. And now the base should be mitaris. Halo aminan. That we don't say. Dekevan de lo posko oso takona me etzlenu shona achas lasos yom echad. Since nothing ever, there was never a break from that nihug of the original takana. Adayin bi isurenu harishona omadnu liyosam kiyom arach. It's an amazing gemara. It's an amazing Gemara. It's saying that what? That even though the whole idea of 2 days conceptually changed, right, from the Yom Arichta to a pure suffix, but you can't say that your nihug never changed. The Niyog never changed. So we can't say we're doing something different than we did the year before. In Eretz Yisrael, they can say they're doing something different than the year before. So the Niyog was abolished. Right? But even if they changed the underlying conceptual structure, but the Niyog itself has an existence. And unless the Niyog changes, you're always considered to be continuously knowing the original way. It's something fantastic. I have to think about that a little more. Truth of the matter is, conceptually, they're going back to the way they used to be knowing before the Kilkel. But the problem is the Kilkel created a Takana. And now there's a Niyog of that Takana. You can undo the takana, but you can't undo the niyog of that takana unless you can actually break that niyog. But they can't. They always have to keep 2 days. And there's no distinction in the way they're keeping it now from the way they were keeping it before. So they're continuously nohag according to the original takana.
Yeah.
Even though the original takana is gone.
One, that is a niyog.
There's no different niyog. You mean the beitza?
Yeah,
What does Tosa say? Tosa says a similar thing.
What allows the veneers?
You're putting the cart before the horse, or the egg before the chicken here. The nirg of the egg, how you treat the egg has to do with how you treat the yomim. You need something to show you that the days are, you need something different in the yomim. What does Tosa say? He has something like that also, right? He basically quotes Rashi. Halalu. Yeah. Halalu and halalu. It has to be nicker. Does he have that? Lo nishtana lehen haminog. But it's an amazing thing. I mean, it turns out that they're learning that the takana creates a nihug. And that nihug has a reality. And if the abolition of the takana doesn't... In other words, he's saying like this, that when you institute a takana, you're also instituting a nihug. And now if taking away the takana doesn't have a counter nihug, then you're stuck with the original nihug ha-takana. In Yerushalayim, the instituting the new, going back, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's instituting a counter niyug. His takana is a counter niyug. But in Galus, in outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no institution of a counter niyug. So we're still knowing two yomim, indistinguishable from the way we were always knowing. And that's the niyug of Yom Richter.
What allows